Let's take a look at the Ramban here. It's Hashem Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chomos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Vayom lekim leNoach, Kate kol basa bala fanai, ki mala oh haoretz Chomos mipnehem, v'hinani mashchisa mesaoretz." Earlier, the Torah had recorded that Vatishachet Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim, Vatimalei Ha'aretz Chomos. The Torah had recorded two areas of depraved behavior, Hashchasa, as well as Chomos, and yet when HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Noach of the impending Mabul, he only invokes the Chomos. Who hagezel v'ha'oshek? V'nosam l'noach hatam v'chomas v'lo hizkeo hashchosas haderech, the sexual perversion and immorality, ke hachomas hu hacheit hayodua v'hamaforsam. That was public, right? Presumably the gezel here has the same association as it has when we distinguish between gezel and gneva, that gezel, ayigzal, sachanis, mehamitzri, is just open, brutal theft. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach that which he, Noach, is clearly aware of. And it was that which was responsible for the Gzar Din to destroy the world. The Hatam, says the Ramban, meaning that once Chazal says She'olav Nischatim Gzar Dinam, so then clearly Chomos is being singled out, not only because it's Yadua Umforsam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're equally Yadua, equally Mefursam. So it means that there's something more egregious about the Chomos, Gezel and Oshek, than the Hashchasas Derech. And that, the Ramban says, is Meneshu Mitzvah Muskelas. It's an intuitive mitzvah. The mitzvah that any person who's endowed with seichel can and therefore should intuitively understand and recognize ein lohem bo tzorach lenavi lahazir. Person doesn't need a navi to come relay this mitzvah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everyone an inner moral compass which allows every individual to recognize the mitzvah on his own. So one can't plead ignorance. If one needs to be taught, so then one can, depending upon circumstances, legitimately plead ignorance. But when you have something which is, when you have something which is intuitive, there's no defense of ignorance. And clearly, there's no defense for individuals due to its prevalence in society. That's obviously the Medubar here. There's no defense of brainwashing, because a person has the capacity to recognize what the principles of natural morality are, and ignorance, the prevalence of it within society, none of these things are offer a shred of defense. Rav Nissim Gaon has in his, in the beginning of Gemara Brachos, so the Hakdama of Rav Nissim Gaon to Shas is printed, and Rav Nissim Gaon says, "Ki kol ha-mitzvah shehen tluyen b'svara ubu'uvnasa de-liba," all mitzvahs which depend upon svara in the sense that they can be discovered and recognized through svara alone. Ubeuvnasa deliba, and through havanas halev, kvar hakol, not just Jews, kvar hakol mischayvim bahem, all are universally obligated in them. Min hayom asher bar elokim odem al haaretz, ola ve'al zaro achrav ledori dorim, beginning with odem arishon and continuing forever. Rishus kol adam nesunala. The capacity is given to every human being. If he wants to incline himself to the path of good, of goodness, and to be righteous, he has that ability, he has that capacity. But conversely, but he can point himself, incline himself in the direction of evil. What does the pasuk mean in Parshas Bereishis? Hein min zeshel adam, this species of man, is unique in the world, is unique in the Bria, and there's no second species that resembles him in this respect. He, from within, b'dayto b'machshavto, with his understanding, with his thought, yodea hatov hara, he can discern, he can know, and he can discern what's tov and what's ra, and ve'osa kol mashu chavetz. So the Rambam is clear that the yisod of bechira chavshes is not only freedom of action, but the yisod of bechira chavshes is that a person also has an innate ability to recognize good from bad, natural good from natural bad. He doesn't have an innate ability to know that you shouldn't have a piece of linen in your wool suit. A person doesn't have an innate ability to know that, but he has an innate ability to know natural good from natural bad. Shehume atzma v'daitu v'achshavta yodeh ha-tovara. And it's very mistab, it's very compelling, because of what value is freedom of action? If a person doesn't have the capacity to recognize what's good or bad, what's good and what's evil? So what is the bechira worth if it's not preceded by, if it's not grounded in an ability to discern and to discriminate good from bad. That's why there is zero excuse for the hypocrisy and the evil in the world in this past week in reacting to what happened in Eretz Yisrael. Zero excuse. It doesn't matter how prevalent it is in society. Whether it's on the college campuses, or whether it's all those college campuses, or whether it's the administrations, or whether it's fortunately only a handful of politicians who hold elected office. Anyone who either has been supporting Hamas or has equivocated, yeah, after thinking about it, they decided that maybe they do oppose the beheading of babies. Maybe after a few days of contemplating, they figured out that maybe they do oppose that, but only if it can be mentioned in the same breath as concern for civilian casualties in Gaza. So that's evil. It's pure evil. There's no excuse for it, and it's nothing less than pure evil. And we should know. That's the world we live in. We should have an accurate perception. Fortunately, that's not everyone. It's not everyone. There are people of conscience who have not reacted that way. But there are an awful lot of people who don't have conscience. And it's pure evil. It's pure evil. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. It was a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world for a mitzvah miskelis of Gezel. Not of torture and shvichas damim. So, avol dvarim kal vachomer. It's also equally clear that anyone who broadcasts such a reaction has blood on their hands. Blood on their hands, because when they provide cover for people who perpetrate such atrocities, so they're encouraged to try to do it again. They manage have blood on their hands. It's not some kind of, it's just sort of in the realm of words, so who cares about it? It needs to be recognized for what it is and denounced for what it is. Ramban then adds, "V'od shehuvah l'shamayim l'briyos." The other dimension, which makes the chamas a greater liability, is the fact that it's not only Ra l'shamayim, but it's Ra l'briyos as well. It could be that the Ramban just means it kipshuta. Rather shemayim l'abir. So it's sort of a double offense. Simultaneously, it's a double offense. Could be it means it kipshuta. Could be, I don't know. No, I don't have any proof for this. It could be that he also means it in the following sense. The Rav Zofan Levracha has a drasha in which he explains that one of the differences between those averos in the Torah, which we needed Ma'amar HaSinai and we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to bring us the Torah, Torah Hashem, to know that something is also, as opposed to those mitzvahs which are also intuitive, part of natural morality, is the following. Here, just maybe to give a mashal to introduce what the Rav says. Let's say a person will... So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's moral law in the world. There's also physical law in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that the world functions, operates according to physical laws. So let's say a person will defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's physical law. So he'll go out onto a 10th floor patio, and he says he's going to climb over the railing, and he doesn't believe in gravity. So he's going to step off the patio. So what's going to happen is it only going to be in the Olam HaEmes that he's going to be held accountable for that merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Because it's a natural law, again, not only mikoach gzeres hakozu, because it's a natural law, the consequences are in Olam Hazeh as well. When he steps off the 10th floor porch, he's going to fall. There's death. And not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punitively intervening to punish him, but because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded that into the natural fabric of the world. So the same thing is true, the Moshel. So the Rav says that's what's true for natural morality. That when society violates natural morality, so it's not only that there's going to be a din v'chezra and a din shamayim in the Olam HaEmes, no, but the destruction happens in this world. The world can't function, it can't survive. You look into the world today and you see, unfortunately, empirical evidence of what the Rav was describing. So possibly, I don't know, possibly that's an omek to what the Ramban means, that Rav HaShemayim v'Labrios, meaning that the world just can't function this way. It couldn't function this way. Because when maybe the Rav HaShemayim L'Briyos is also building off the mitzvah muskelis. I don't know. Either way, the idea is certainly true. Whether it's part of the Ramban's mechuvin here, I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. There's no Iyun Shir today. Just a reminder of the Tilim and the Mincha at 1 o'clock in the basement. It's very, very important that, you know, barring some, you know, really, really... unforeseen circumstances, to the contrary, that on a daily basis we all try, be'ezus Hashem, to be there for the tilling, for the mincha. Our efforts need to be as sustained as the efforts of the chayalim who stand on the front lines and the efforts of all achinu b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael as they're exposed to what's happening.